Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, Steve Burness, joins us now with the weekly warnings. Steve, good morning. Let's start first with the Better Business Bureau tip. Do not get played during the summer games. What's this all about?
Well, good morning, Bob. Thank you so much for having me today. Just typically around the Olympics, we see it every year, and this year is no different. Scams related to that. So as consumers, we want them to be careful, look out for any suspicious activity regarding Olympics and buying products, you know, with a logo on it or anything to do with the Olympics. And in phishing emails, you know, they want a great offer for these great gear. Just click here, and you never know where that link is going. And then in the past, we've seen job scams where you say, you know, we'll hire you to wrap your vehicle for the Olympics, and we're, you know, calling from a major TV station, and we'll pay you, things of that nature. So just look out for these kind of scams that we see all the time, especially the counterfeit merchandise, Bob.
There are some newly emerging work-from-home scams. Tell us what to look for here.
Well, there's a new one out. This is a little bit different, work-at-home. Work-at-home scam has been around forever, but the digital landscape is, you know, rife with these offers now. And what we're seeing now is they're actually troubling, you know, which is troubling, rather, they're mimicking legitimate professions. And now they're asking for appointment setters. And this is a genuine profession, appointment setters, and companies hire appointment setters. But unfortunately, they're just sending out these emails asking for these great offers for these great jobs. You get a pop-up ad on social media. They'll pay you big bucks for little, no work. And what appears to be a job, but in reality, is this job training in some way. And they have training, but you've got to pay for the training. And then they ask you for, obviously, your credit card information, sometimes your banking information, because they got to send you a check. And then they ask you your Social Security number, too. And those are things legitimate organizations ask for, but in actuality, they're just trying to steal your identity. So be careful of any work-at-home appointment setter jobs that are appearing right now through Chicago.
I know your advice on many of these scams is to research the business. And one of our listeners got in touch with us and asked what exactly you mean when you say research your business before interacting with them.
Well, Bob, my biggest frustration in my 36-year career has been from consumers who do all the work after they've been scammed about that individual or that offer. You need to do all that information ahead of time and research those companies with the Better Business Bureau, of course. But there's, you also put the company's name in Google and put down maybe scam or complaint next to it and see what pops up. I think people spend all the time after, but they need to spend the time before. Check out the offer, check out the company first, and make sure you can find something, because a lot of consumers will find nothing online. Hey, it's good, no complaints, nothing, but it could be a company that just started that day as well, so sometimes no information is not a safe bet either.
Mm-hmm. We're hearing a lot about a scam where you get a letter or some contact from allegedly a law firm saying one of their clients has passed away and they're looking for the heir. Have you gotten a lot of reports on this one?
Yeah, the Better Business Bureau Scam Checker is seeing this not only in Chicago, but throughout the North America as well. You know, people are getting letters in the mail from this sometimes well-known law firm saying that one of their clients has died and they're looking for the heir. And they're saying that they have this a lot of money available and they'll split the proceeds with you and then you know, split it with other people, but they need information about you. And they need, obviously, we need your Social Security number, your bank to deposit this funds. Again, the tip-off to the rip-off, if the offer seems good to be true, it usually is, and there is no long-lost relative. These are just scammers trying to get at your personal information to steal your identity, Bob.
Yeah, hard to believe that people fall for it, but many do, I know. There also was a question that came in via text or email asking about online friends, Facebook contacts, and how to tell if people are real or scammers or bots.
Yeah, a lot happens, Bob. So what you're seeing, if you get something from your friend and they're selling something or this is a great deal, click this link, your friend most likely did not send that. What happens is they may get their social media sites hacked. And what happens is that they make it look like they're your, you know, they have this great offer and you can't pass up. If I get an email from you, Bob, it's like, Steve, you got to look at this. And it's all personalized. But these scammers now using AI, Bob, they get all this information and makes it look like it's coming from you to me, and it's not. You had nothing to do with it. You have been hacked in some way. So if anybody promises, you know, great offers, great deal, and they just want to click this link, don't do it. We've seen so many times when people click links and, you know, you can lock your phone, it can lock your computer, it can hold it, they can hold your stuff for ransom, and it works pretty well, Bob.
Good to know about that. And even though the CrowdStrike global outage is history, there are now fake CrowdStrike websites. What are they trying to do?
Well, scammers always capitalize on what's in the news. So since this is the news all over the world, it's a global problem. You got these fake CrowdStrike websites that, you know, push phishing emails or phone call posing as tech support. You know, do we have your information? Your information was leaked. Click here, or you need to call us. So anybody calling out of the blue saying that there's part of this, you know, CrowdStrike website debacle, please stay away from. Never give anybody information that just calls you out of the blue. I don't care what they say they're from or who they're from, even the IRS. Those companies like that don't call you and ask you for personal information. That's the tip off to the rip off, Bob.
Steve Burness, BBB.org at the Better Business Bureau for more. Thanks, Steve. Talk to you again next Thursday.
Have a great day, Bob.